Truth.
Welcome to the Michael Rivero What Really Happened radio program.
And welcome back to our show, hour number two. We've got callers waiting on the line, but I'm going to be a little delayed in getting to them because joining me here, and for those of you watching on the video stream, this gorgeous creature sitting next to me is the lovely Lady Claire. And Claire, what's on your mind today?
Well, I would say very definitely Afghanistan.
I would agree.
And it appears to me, in kind of pulling back and looking in the most holistic way possible as to what has happened, it appears that the people who run this country have just had their male attributes handed to them, still warm and twitching on a plate. I think I danced around that reasonably well.
I think
well.
You did, absolutely. Okay. I think we're still safe with the FCC here.
Yes, and how in the name of heaven could this have been bungled so badly? It boggles the
how
mind.
How in the name of heaven could it have been bungled any worse?
Yeah, I mean, that's it. And as of the 1st of September, the Taliban will have more than all of those wonderful... What's the dollar figure on the weapons that were left?
$85 billion yeah. worth of weapons, okay. including Black Hawk helicopters, high-tech surveillance planes,
yes.
Third-generation night vision scopes, yeah. All kinds of toys I'd yeah. like to play with, I'll be very
and
honest.
And not only that, but... As of 1 September, what else are they going to have? They will have hostages.
Yes, they will.
American hostages. And if you thought that the hostage crisis with Jimmy Carter and the Iranians was horrible, this is going to make that look like a walk in
the
park.
The White House came on out with an announcement saying, mm-hmm. yes, it is likely that Americans will be left behind. So they save these things for late on a Friday in mm-hmm. the hope that we will have forgotten about them by Monday.
No,
not a chance.
Not
okay.
Hardly.
All right, let's take a couple of phone calls and then we'll get back to what you want to talk about. Kelly in Austin. Hello, Kelly. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
You mentioned water issue between the Ukraine and Crimea. I've dealt with water issues for much of my career here in the United States. We have such issues here in the United States as well. Interstate mm-hmm. issues, for example, controlling the flow of water between, or restricting the flow of water between Georgia and Florida along the Tombigbee River, and between New Mexico and Texas along the Pecos, and between the United States and Mexico along the Rio Grande. The issue here is that in the United States, and these are very serious issues because these affect commerce, these are interstate issues, and state courts can't resolve the issues. These are federal issues because they're interstate matters.
Yes.
Yet federal courts are unprepared and unwilling to address the matter. And I think long term, if you look at matters that are potentially of great significance or between the states, the issue of water, or controlling the flow of water from one state to the other, is a very serious issue, not just surface water, but ground water.
Well, you know, one of the reasons why Israel keeps invading Lebanon over and over again is they want access to the Litani River to mm-hmm. divert that into Israel.
Yeah, well, and Israel has used water to as a battering ram against the Palestinians for a long time.
Yes, it has.
And in the United States, for example, consider the impact of controlling the flow of water between along the Tombigbee between Georgia and Florida. Atlanta is a city with an enormous appetite for water. Yet mm-hmm. downstream, there are many farmers who rely upon flow from the river, and in the estuaries in Florida that rely upon flow from that river to maintain healthy estuarine environments and an economy down there. Yet, if cities like Atlanta are allowed to hog the entire flow of water, what impact does that have on the economy of on the economies downstream? To the extent that state courts and federal courts will not address that, and again, this is not a state court issue, it's a federal court issue, but to the extent that federal courts will not address the matter objectively, we have a serious problem in this country. So don't think that this is a problem that only exists between in places like Ukraine. It is all over the United States, and it's going to get bigger and bigger over time. Anyway, okay. Thanks for taking my call, Mike.
Yeah. All right, thank you. We're going to go to Miles in Maine. Hello, Miles. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Michael, and what a, I wish you a very wonderful birthday weekend, but what a wonderful birthday to have lovely Lady Claire come to the show. It's very nice, very generous of her and her time.
Yes,
and,
it is.
Wonderful. Yeah, it's great to hear her voice. She always reminds me a little bit when I hear her voice. I hope this isn't, you know, insulting or anybody to anyone, but she gives me the impression of Phyllis Schlafly. I don't know if she's ever been told that.
I think we've just been damned with faint praise or something like that.
Oh. She was very well spoken. I will give her that. Absolutely.
She certainly said what she wanted to say.
Yeah,
that's all I meant.
I got it, Miles. We're good.
Okay. All righty. Now, Michael, you know, I just wanted to say this Afghanistan thing, and I don't know if this has been bandied about or what, but my impression was just this. I mean, somebody doesn't want us to leave Afghanistan for whatever reasons.
Oh, yeah, the defense contractors want the wars to go on. They're making a lot of money.
Yeah.
The drug lords, both legal and illegal, want to continue access to all that cheap opium. And, they're probably realizing they should have dug up all those minerals while they were there.
Now, I don't recall, but, you know, you got a vast amount of various knowledge and things. I never recall us leaving Americans, just leaving, abandoning Americans and them not being our first priority. I don't think I recall that ever happening.
No, I don't recall that it's ever happened before. I mean, I know we have sacrificed Americans in the name of starting a war. That certainly happened at Pearl Harbor and with the sinking of the Lusitania. But just walking away and leaving Americans behind, that is absolutely disgraceful.
Yeah, so what do these people know? And I think that would be a great question for a congressional hearing and all the endeavor more that we need to bring them back. Now, also, I wanted to touch on this moratorium situation.
Mm-hmm.
This moratorium, you know, it's terrible that they would do, you know, something and abandon the American people and the ones they already have that are living under viaducts and served in our military. But where is all this money going? Because it's not going to the landlords and it's not going to the people that have the obligations here. Yet if this were BlackRock or some major corporation, well, you can bet they'd be getting paid. So my contention is, where is this money going? Because I see people that are working, they're getting the benefit of the COVID, and they're getting the benefit of the moratorium, and they have the money to pay. Some people even are working on the side and double dipping, so to speak. But the landlords that have the obligation of the mortgage are not getting paid. Why is it this money should come directly to the landlords? If they're telling, if what they're saying is that these people have to stay in those homes, then that check should come directly to the landlord to reimburse them, not put the landlord who, you know, pays for plumbers, painters, construction workers, heating and cooling, electrical, you know, not put them out of business, who in turn are employing, you know, tens and, you know, in some cases, depending on your size, hundreds of people.
Well, my understanding is that money was set aside for both the renters and homeowners who are behind on their mortgages and the landlords as well. But the latest news report is only 10% of that money has actually reached the people it's supposed to help. And everybody's pointing fingers that it's locked up at the state level, at the community level. And for all I know, they're rolling that money, putting it into Bitcoin, trying to make a fast profit. But it's a critical situation.
Yeah, it's like everything we see with roads, with infrastructure projects and everything. Very little of it ever hits the target. But, Michael, thank you. And I hope you have a fantastic weekend. And thank you so much, Lady Claire. Wonderful to hear you. We'll be looking forward to hearing your comments. Thank you.
You could say you're welcome.
You are welcome.
You have your own microphone. Yes. All right, we're going to take one more phone call, and then we're going to give the Lady Claire some time on the microphone here. So, Dan in Washington State, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, observing, I agree with some of the previous callers. I think this attack was a false flag. I think they just want to stay in Afghanistan. And I think, like you were saying, I never heard of this. It's not ISIS. It's what, ICE Kick or something they're calling it now. But
ISIS.
I never heard of them. Yeah, I've never heard of them in Afghanistan before. So I think it's definitely kind of an Israeli drug dealing, the opium interests siding with, you know, deep state. They just don't want us to leave. So I think it's important to support Biden and just pull out right now, because all this kind of hypocritical stuff from, you know, the Republicans right now, and a lot of Democrats, it's just sickening, you know. And I don't think they'd have any problem killing a few U.S. soldiers as an excuse to...
No, those U.S. military people, they're disposable. Remember what Kissinger said, they're just dumb, stupid pawns to be used for foreign policy. And obviously we're coming up on the Labor Day weekend. We're coming up on the 20th anniversary of 9/11. And I'm very concerned there's going to be some kind of a major false flag attack inside the United States to blame on the Taliban, to get everybody all hot and bothered to throw their money and their children back into that quagmire.
I agree. And what's weird is that if it's a false flag, it's kind of like certain parts of our government aren't with it, because they're not really blaming the Taliban, right? They're blaming this ICE Kick or ICK or whatever.
Well, they're the new boogeyman, and, you know, ISIS has cropped up every place the United States wants to attack. Anyway, Dan, thanks a lot for the phone call. I know we've got another caller waiting on the line, but I want to take a break here and let Claire do a little more talking. So what's next on your list?
Thanks. Well, what I am having to wonder in looking at how all of this is unfolding, how in the name of heaven are they going to explain this 20-year debacle to the fathers and mothers and sons and aunts and uncles and friends of the people who have died or been absolutely scarred for life from their war wounds?
Oh, they're just going to give them a medal and that's going to make it all okay.
No. What has happened, and if there were a congressperson who was honest, they would have to say to those grieving family and friends, these people died to make sure that the military-industrial complex was kept well-fed.
And don't forget that oil pipeline right away and the opium. Those were the real reasons for going into Afghanistan.
Yeah. And it's given great comfort to people who don't like this country very much.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that some of our allies or people who are thinking about potentially being allies of the United States kind of scratching their heads and saying, I'm not sure about this.
Yeah.
What's going on.
I would agree with you.
And what is very frustrating for me is apparently neither the civilian government of this country nor the military have absorbed that message. You can't win a ground war from the air.
Well, and you can't, really. And, you know, Afghanistan does deserve its reputation as the graveyard of empires. All right, we're going to go ahead and take another phone call. This one is from Sally in Alaska. Sally, thank you for waiting patiently. What's on your mind?
Hi, guys. Well, first of all, I don't understand how we can allow Nestle's to drill our water when they're telling farmers they can't farm and they're cutting down their crops and paying them for it, and you can't kill your animals if they don't die naturally. I mean, that's Fantasia. I'm just wondering, aren't there laws that we could just cut their contract and say, go back to Switzerland and your own glaciers? I don't know,
but again, in this country right now, money talks, and the politicians are greedy, and Nestle is a tremendous financial donor, and is a good example of how this works. Everyone's still talking about Trump is pushing the vaccines. He's even getting booed at his own rallies for saying it. But then it turns out Pfizer donated $1 million to his inaugural ball. And so, again, like a true politician, you know, Trump takes the money and he does his favors.
Boy, yeah, I know. I booed him, too, when he said that. I you know.
Yeah, me too.
Now, listen, I would need something clarified. How far up was the plane when those people fell out that were trying to get on the plane? I just heard something about 1,000 feet. That can't be.
Yeah, it was. They were basically clinging to the wheel wells, and they wanted to hide inside the landing gear. At least one of them got crushed when the landing gear retracted, and they found parts of his body when the plane landed at its destination. And so basically that's the Afghanistan Skydiving Club.
Oh, God. Okay, well, I'll let you go. Good to hear you sounding good, Claire.
Thank you.
All right, well, thank you for the call, Sally. Thank you very much here. And Claire, what's next on your list?
Well, one of the things I am noticing in looking at President Biden is that as the situation is unfolding and Americans are getting their noses rubbed in what the reality has been for the last 20 years, it appears that the president's dementia is worsening to an horrific degree.
Yes, and, it's a visible decline.
Yeah, and I think this is the reason Dr. Jill Biden got so angry at that Fox reporter who said she had failed this country by allowing him to run, and yet there is still no plan for any medical competency tests that I've heard of.
No, they're not going to do that. They're going to go on pretending that he's still functioning. And he kind of let slip when he was doing a press conference that somebody else was making up the list of people he had to call. And
yes.
That was a little Freudian slip that probably shouldn't have happened.
Mm-hmm.
And his decline is very visible. I mean, he's had two aneurysms. And one of them, I think one required surgery.
Mm-hmm.
And it's age has caught up with him. I mean, if you look at most of our top politicians, they are way past the age that would be considered for mandatory retirement.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're kind of wondering, you know, how these fossils are being promoted to us as our nation's leaders.
That is a real problem. And in terms of Afghanistan, I think everyone in Congress who supported this war needs to be thrown out of Congress at the earliest possible opportunity.
Well, we're going to have honest elections before we can do that.
Oh, here's what we do, though. Mm-hmm. How do we ensure this? What we need is to have crowds of people who are poll workers so that polls are protected from any shenanigans 24/7.
Well, unfortunately, the poll workers don't get let in. I mean, during the 2020 election, the Republican observers were literally kept on the other side of the facility where they couldn't actually look at the counting tables or anything.
Then laws need to be passed to prevent that.
Well, every time you pass a law like that, the Democrats scream, racism, racism, it's voter suppression. Anyway,
please.
We have an individual, Ron O'Donnell. He's out in California. He's been a guest with John Stedmiller, and I think he has a few words for you. So, Ron, okay. Are you there?
Oh, I am, and I'm so happy that you're taking my call. But do you permit any criticism, Mr. Ribeiro?
Yeah, as long as it's
without
profanity.
Okay, this is constructive criticism. I have listened to you for 10 years, and half the reason I listen to you is because your lady, Claire, gets on Fridays.
Mm-hmm.
And my criticism is we haven't heard her in a long time, and I'm hoping that you can change that and have her appear more often. Claire, we love you. We love you.
Well,
out
a lot of people love her, but Claire's first love, besides me, is her music. And she made the decision that she wanted to spend more time. I mean, she's in this local religious community, which is actually performing her original works.
Mm-hmm.
And so, she just decided she wanted to step away for a while. Anyway,
is that
Ron,
her bumper music? Is that her music that works?
Yeah, that's actually
that's
her music.
We
got to take a break for commercials.
Anybody.
Ron, thank you very much. We'll be back with more news and more Claire.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast two-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And welcome back to our show. And Claire, what do you have next on your list?
Well, I think that any military who lied to the civilian leadership and told them, oh, of course we can win this ground war from the air, need to be immediately retired.
Well, I would agree with you, but we don't know that the military lied to the civilian leadership. We do know the civilian leadership and the media did lie to us.
Yes, definitely.
And, you know, we are hearing that the military and intelligence agencies were warning Biden that the Taliban was going to take over Afghanistan very, very quickly. And Biden apparently didn't listen. And he had shut down that Trump program for an orderly withdrawal. And we have this absolute disaster on our hands.
And not only did he not listen, but Blinken has publicly admitted that he ignored the cable from trustworthy resources on the ground. When do you do that? I mean, that's just insanity. But here's the thing, I think right now, what do we do with the people who were absolutely responsible? Now, that, I believe, goes back to that unholy triumvirate of Bush, Cheney, and Rumsfeld.
Don't forget Zbigniew Brzezinski.
Yeah, him too.
He kicked it off.
At least for Rumsfeld is now in his own special place in hell.
Yes.
And what should we do with Bush and Cheney? It's not going to happen, but I think it's what should happen. They should be immediately imprisoned, no bail. They've got the money to be flight risks. And they should be charged with treason against the country and against the American people.
Mm-hmm.
Michael, what higher form of treason than lying a country into war to take care of your buddies in the military-industrial complex?
It's the highest of high crimes and misdemeanors,
oh,
in my opinion.
You know,
and, yeah.
And this, it won't happen, folks. It should. I mean, they're still doing their thing. Bush is painting. Rumsfeld is occasionally...
So is Hunter Biden.
Yes, I know. How interesting. And Cheney is still moderating various discussions. But they should be held, tried for treason. And now, in the U.S. Code, mm-hmm. there is a provision which says that people who commit treason, who have been convicted of it, can be killed by the state.
Yeah, they can. You have to, though, remember the actual definition of treason mm-hmm. is giving aid and comfort to the enemy in time of war. And so I don't think treason is the appropriate word to use when describing our own civilian leadership lying us into wars of conquest.
How would you describe it then?
The highest of high crimes and misdemeanors.
Okay.
And, you know, the American people have every right to be intensely angry.
Mm-hmm.
And I wish they would get angry.
Yeah.
You know, it's if we don't stand up to the government and say no more, then we will find ourselves back in Afghanistan. We're going to find ourselves in more wars around the world.
Mm-hmm.
We're looking at a hot war with Russia and China. Mm-hmm. Bad idea.
Very.
In my estimation.
Yeah.
And they're going to go on making war because war makes them a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they take money away from the American people, they launder it through the war zone, mm-hmm. and it comes back to their pockets through the defense contractors.
Yep. And you made an allusion to this earlier. Naftali Bennett, the current prime minister of Israel, is now cheerleading Biden to get tough on Iran, because now we've got these resources that have been freed up, shall we say.
Yeah.
I think what we need to do is to learn what the limits are of U.S. military power.
Unfortunately, we're going to find that out the hard way.
Yeah.
Okay, because of the arrogance and hubris mm-hmm. Of our leadership. I mean, they just got slapped in the face in Afghanistan, mm-hmm. and without even a moment for shame, they're already going back into the Congo and Somalia and continuing to prod Russia and China.
And one of the things that I think is important for all of us to think about, is this country going to be able to stand and be whole and heal after this? Now, were I a physician and this country were my patient, I would have to describe its situation as guarded. And anyone who's ever had a loved one in the hospital or you're talking with their MD, you know what this means. It means that the patient may or may not be able to live.
Well, we're definitely an empire in decline.
Yeah.
Our economy is in decline. Our standard of living has been in decline steadily since the 1980s.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been happening slowly and gradually to the point where the vast majority of Americans just don't perceive it.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the old anecdote about boiling a frog slowly.
Right.
And I'm tired of being frog soup at this point.
I hear you.
Okay.
And right before our eyes, the unhinged, surveilled, disjunct state of America is rapidly becoming third worldistan.
Absolutely.
But between teeming homeless populations coupled with unchecked immigration and uncontrolled lawlessness, which is escalating like crazy in our major cities, it may be an asymmetric response to what has been going on with the fascist COVID response.
Well, it's just all mismanagement. We got to take a break for commercials. We have a caller on the line, and we'll be right back.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people, because you can handle the truth.
For over 20 years now, Extendabite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Kosher-tified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Kosher-tified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit, lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas, yeah, I want
to
be
a pirate. Welcome back to our show here. We're going to go back to the phones to Great Granny in New Mexico. Hello, welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
Yes, first of all, I'm a first-time call-in, and you said that you'd like to see more people angry, and that is really the only reason that I would possibly be calling in. But we have been listening to your show possibly since long before you were, I guess you were in Hawaii the whole many years. And
yeah.
So we're very familiar with yourself and your wife. And when I heard that gentleman from California call in to tell you something that many of us, including my husband, and being great grandparents, we've been married a very, very, very long time.
Mm-hmm.
And my husband agreed that I should call in and tell you something for us. And what we're saying is we would like to see you give at least one whole hour any Friday or any other day to Claire, where she would be the host and you would be the bystander and would not interrupt her certainly not more than you do many of the people who call in every single day, whose names I know better than my great-grandchildren's names. We are sick of many of those people, and many of them go on and on to the point where I will walk out of a room, I will do some work, and I'll come back, and that person will still be on, so they're far more than 3 minutes. We want to tell you to start thinking about how you're doing your show and how you are treating your wife when she is your guest, and you put her in between these mouthy people who come on every single day and give you their opinion, and we couldn't care less, especially when we've become so familiar with their names.
Yeah,
and so we wanted
your
to tell
well
you
taken.
We are angry, mm-hmm. and we would like to support even asking John Stackmiller to consider offering Claire an hour show of her very, very, very own anytime during the week or the weekend, sometime where she would be the hostess and she would be in control during that period of time. To squeeze her in between all these people that we hear every single day, plus yourself with all of your opinions, I'm sure you give her every hour of the day and maybe even into the evening. We would like to hear Claire, when she takes out her time and her personality, and her thoughts, and her preparation, and offer it to us in a nice, consistent way without being interrupted and interrupted and interrupted. And so I think the reason that my husband and I have been together many, many, many years mm-hmm. is that finally, after quite a number of years, I told him that I would no longer not hold my own end of the relationship up, saying what I feel was fair, just, and was going to be important. And I would like to encourage Claire in any way possible. I can tell you, as I said at the beginning, I am not a person who in any way wishes to call in. But okay. under these circumstances, I think Claire is an exceptionally intelligent person.
Oh, yes, she is. No question about that.
Especially researched. And she has something that ought to be allowed to be finished without you interrupting her all along the way, plus distracting her with calls. Give her her own hour. And that is what we wanted to say. So thank you for the time. We hope we don't ever have to bother you again. Thank you.
Well, thank you for the call, and your points are well made. And in point of fact, Claire has been offered her own show. But again, there's only so much Claire to go around. And, well, you know, go ahead and tell them. You know, it's the music.
Yeah. This is my great love to do, and I have been so blessed, and I'm so lucky to be part of a faith community where the senior pastor and his son, who was our arts pastor, kind of get me as someone who can create for their praise team, and they've been very encouraging and very kind, and just, I'm getting stuff heard, which is something composers really like to have happen. But that takes a lot of work. It takes a lot of time. Mm-hmm. Unlike my sweetheart of the last 30 years, I didn't start out in the computer paradigm when it came to software that creates scores for you. And I struggle. Mike will tell you, I struggle. It takes me a lot longer than it would take someone else probably to come up with a decent-looking manuscript. So, you know, there are a lot of details that I really have to look at again and again and again so that when I'm handing something off, it doesn't look like a Rorschach blot.
You know, this is directed at great-granny in, New Mexico. If you want to see presentations where Claire is the host, you want to go over to her website, clairescorner.co, where she is doing interviews of people involved in improving the community. And it's just now starting to get on out there. Claire's the host of every single podcast, and I'm behind the camera. and you know, doing the post production on that as well. But Claire's definitely the star of the show. And again, that's clairescorner.co. And you're all invited to take a look at that. Anyway, what would you like to talk about now?
Well, I'd like to talk about, when I was speaking before, it's about what's probably not going to happen in terms of Bush and Cheney being sent to jail for life for what they've done to this country and the lies they've told. There is a military term, and that is check your six.
Yes.
And translated, it means look behind you. If you're looking at your 12 o'clock, you're looking in front of you. Your 9 o'clock to the side, your 3 o'clock to the other. And so you need to take a look at what has been happening around the U.S. and to take care of yourself and the people you love. And if you look at the maps of croplands in the United States, you will see that there are many areas which have previously been prime providers of crops, and they've either been scorched by drought or drowned by floods from very intense rains and can no longer produce. And one thing, and I know I sound like a chip CD, boy, that's giving away my age.
Yeah,
right?
It really is a chip CD. Yeah.
But please make sure you make a trip, and if you have someone who's not driving in your family and they live independently, you bring them along with, you buy canned food, you buy storable food, water that is going to be potable, and if there are medications that you need to take every day, you need to tell your doctor, look, what I am seeing is that supply chains are very close to breaking down completely. And even to the point of our little local store, I'm seeing some really huge holes in some areas.
Yeah, there are. Even at the Walmarts, you know, we're starting to see it here.
Mm-hmm.
And you know the old joke, how do you tell a prepper? You know, they're the ones not eating out of the trash dumpsters.
Right.
And definitely, and also as we head into this massive increase in homelessness because of the eviction moratorium ruling by the Supreme Court, you got to be willing to reach out to your neighborhood and network with other people and try and come together as a community to take care of those less fortunate than yourself, because we're not going to get through this otherwise.
No, we're not going to get through this without creating community. And Mike, you just came close to something that I've been thinking about also. In your analysis of what's going on and what you're seeing, look for people you think you can cooperate with, people who are part of the community, where you think you can work together if the excrement really hits the ventilation shaft.
Yes.
And being a prepper is not some sort of loony concept at all. It means that you've rationally analyzed what the situation is you're dealing with, and you're dealing with it with a degree of intelligence and preparation. And there's nothing wrong with that. If you have people laughing at you and saying, oh, it could never happen, yeah, it can.
Well, there's another context to put it in. Yeah. You know, having storable food and, you know, backup water and everything is in the same line as having fire extinguishers or emergency battery lighting plugged into the walls in case the power goes out. You know, it's just being prepared for life's little upsets. And we are heading into a time that for many is going to be very upsetting.
Yeah.
And so, you know, forewarned is forearmed.
Yeah. And we are seeing, an absolutely fascist response to COVID-19. And just the decades of government mismanagement and what it has created. I mean, every day I wake up in this little tiny sleepy rural town in southern Indiana, and I'll look over at Mike and I'll say, I am so grateful we're not living next to any major communities.
Well, and, you know, we're not totally isolated, and I'd like to relate two stories.
Okay.
We were over in Evansville, which is to the west of us, and we were going into the Target, and there was a gentleman in the parking lot playing a violin. He had a little recording system playing backing. and was very good.
Yeah.
Was an excellent violinist, and he's basically busking for money and doing just trying to get his rent paid. And the other day at our local market, there was a guy sitting out front trying to sell a pair of decent binoculars for like $10. And so the that kind of desperation, you know, just shy of a few dollars, you know, it's starting to seep in here, and it's very, very depressing to see.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the other thing you're going to have to think about, and this is something that's very uncomfortable for a lot of people, what are you going to do to protect your home if things really get bad? What are you comfortable doing? What does that mean for you? Because if there's a sense that maybe you have prepped, you may have people not knocking on your door. You may have people trying to knock it down.
Yeah, that's definitely true. And you don't want to brag about being a prepper.
Mm-mm.
And, keep the cards close to your vest. Anyway, we have another caller on the line, okay. And this is Kathleen down in Texas. And Kathleen, welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Mike. Hey, Claire. And happy birthday early, Mike.
Thank you.
And I called basically in to offer you a happy birthday, but also to assure you that if you need my help, if you are reported to the wife abuse hotline, I will stick up for you.
No.
That was such a terrible call. Good grief. You guys have such a wonderful marriage, and I want you to know.
I don't think we've ever actually had a fight.
No, we've had some disagreements, but I don't think.
Yeah,
we've
ever, but we talked them through. It's not like it's not like my first marriage where she cracked me over the back of the head with a fry pan.
Oh, good grief! Oh my!
Yeah.
But no.
Well, anyway,
May we celebrated the 30th anniversary of the day we met. And this coming December, we will be celebrating our 27th anniversary. So I'd say it's trending.
It started off as a summer fling, but, you know, on Oahu, it's always summer, so it kind of stayed around for a while here.
Yes.
You know.
All right. Well, God love you both.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, and thank you very much for the phone call. And, Claire, the microphone is yours again.
Okay. One thing I wanted to observe, again, kind of pulling back and looking at the big picture, what we know is that everything has a life cycle. People, planets, which is why ultimately we probably need to think about how we get off this one and do colonize other planets, because when the sun goes, I mean, that's going to be it. But another thing that has a life cycle, governments.
Yes.
You know. Governments have a life cycle, and if you look at the kind of activities a government may do right at the end of that life cycle, Mike, what are your thoughts on that in terms of...
I'm in agreement. I see so many parallels between what's going on in this country and the last months of the former Soviet Union,
right.
Not to mention the decline and fall of the Western Roman Empire.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the other thing that seems to be happening, and I'd like your thoughts on this as well, we are very close to being at the end of the U.S. dollar being the premier reserve currency.
Well, it's not even the premier reserve currency anymore. It's one of a number of national currencies considered in a basket reserve system. But more and more countries are getting rid of their dollar-denominated assets, and Biden's new $3.5 trillion spending bill on top of our existing $29 trillion in government debt has basically signaled the dollar is going to be in a major decline, and nobody wants to be caught, still standing when the music stops.
No, I hear that. And I'd like to also hear your thoughts about China introducing a digital currency to be backed by gold. What do you think that, what effect is that going to have?
Well, if it's backed by gold, it's going to be a lot stronger and more trustworthy and reliable than the U.S. dollar, which isn't backed by anything since Richard Nixon ended the gold convertibility.
Right.
Cuba is looking now at a digital currency. The reality is most currency is digital anyway. It's in your credit cards, your bank accounts, and there's actually only a small portion of the money in circulation is actually in the form of coinage or paper. Mm-hmm. So the digital aspect is really nothing new. But anybody who backs their currency with a commodity basis, you're going to have a currency seen as much more reliable and trustworthy than fiat currencies, which mm-hmm. are basically fairy tale money.
Yeah.
And the only thing that backs up the U.S. dollar right now, the Federal Reserve note, mm-hmm. is the future tax revenues of the American people. And we're already being taxed to the absolute limit and still can't pay off the debt. So we're definitely in a corner on that. Okay, we got to take a break here for our last commercial break. We're going to be back with the last segment of our program after these few words.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
For over 20 years now, Extendabyte has proven time and again, it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new ease-off drop and lift?
What in the world is an ease-off drop and lift?
Our ease-off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the ease-off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my ease-off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Wall Street wizards on the lane from a mental institution claim private retirement funds. They are the best solution. But when the markets crash, we'll be asking where's the cash. Guess them folks in D.C. must be smoking Texas hash. Will Congress pay the piper?
Welcome back to our show. Last segment on this Powhana Friday. And we're going to go to Joe in Nome. Hello, Joe. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
Yeah, I got cut off. Hopefully I won't get cut off again. I was talking about your trinitite.
Yes.
But where I was going with that was they've discovered in northwestern India, where they started excavating to put in a housing project, they discovered a previously unknown civilization
mm-hmm.
with a completely unknown language.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a lot of birth defects in that area, and they found out why. Apparently, it was a high-tech civilization. There's trinitite all around there, and the place is radioactive.
Well, any high-energy event can create that green stone like a lightning strike, and there are areas that are naturally highly radioactive. In fact, they've even found natural occurring nuclear reactors where there was enough of a concentration of uranium that fission was taking place, and it did contaminate the entire area.
Okay, I've got a question for Claire.
Okay.
Will you please get Michael to get out his Google Earth, or get out your Google Earth, and show him what's been a tourist attraction for at least 100 years, Noah's Ark? It's right there. Anybody on Google can go look at it, but there's plenty of pictures out there, too.
I've seen a lot of those pictures, and frankly, I am not convinced. Okay, so we're going to have to agree to disagree on that. And with that,
well,
Joe,
that
I want to.
Okay, Claire.
Joe. Okay, well, I understand that, but Joe, we're going to let you go because Claire has a message for our listeners before we hit the end of the show.
Yeah, I would like everyone to please be as careful as they can with their purchases. And if you've been thinking about getting into the stock market, this may not be the moment.
Yeah, only the insiders are making money in the stock market.
Yeah.
The day traders wind up losing a lot of money. It's a rigged game. Like everything else in this country, it's rigged. If you want to invest your money someplace to keep the value intact, definitely you want to look at gold and silver, not the paper certificates, but the actual physical metal.
Yeah.
You can go on eBay and you can buy what's called the junk silver. And these are the pre-1963 coins that actually have silver in them and inherent worth. And certainly that's a good place to park any excess money that you have. But keep your bills paid down. Mm-hmm. Try and get as much out of debt as you possibly can before things really start to unravel. Because with all the mismanagement we've been seeing coming out of this government, I do think some very rough times are on the horizon. And there's the music. So we are over. And thanks to Lady Claire for spending time with us this afternoon. Once again, her new website is clairescorner.co. Stay tuned. John Stedmiller. I'm sure he's got lots of interesting things to share with you. Spread the word, public broadcasting. Spread the word of whatreallyhappened.com. Please donate. We'll be back on Monday. Have a great weekend and aloha, America.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.